Gramophone says clear and flawless articulation at every level. Ludwig Van here in Toronto calls her playing crystalline, drawing rich colors from the keyboard. Classic music in Scandinavia, quote, plainly a pianist of a superior order. The virtuoso pianist and human rights advocate Polina Osetinskaya returns to Toronto for her Canadian solo debut, Baroque favorites from the greatest movies of all time. So Bach, Handel, Purcell, and Rameau, plus The Godfather, sounds from Barry Lyndon, Casanova, and many others. Show1Productions.ca or rcmusic.ca for info and tickets this Saturday, 8 p.m. at beautiful Kerner Hall in downtown Toronto. The GTA date launches a North American tour, which includes stops in New York City, San Francisco, Chicago, and Boston's Berkeley Performance Center. Osetinskaya began playing piano at the age of 5 and was designated as virtuosic and a wunderkind. She attended music schools in Moscow and Leningrad. She has performed at Carnegie, the Barbican, Vienna's Musikverein, and all over Europe, North America, and into Asia. In recital, as we're seeing here in Toronto, she is known for experimental programs, juxtaposing works by contemporary composers with traditional classical repertoire. She's the author of a celebrated autobiography, Farewell Sadness, and has been a lifelong human rights advocate supporting political prisoners, performing charity recitals, and has been vocal about her anti-war stance in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, even facing cancellation of her concerts in her home country. We welcome Polina Osetinskaya to The Oasis. Great to be with you.
Hello. Thank you, Mark. And you did pronounce it right.
I worked hard.
Yeah.
Really, really fabulous to have you here in Toronto. A little warm for you arriving.
Well, you know, it's still better than the minus.
Right. You'll take it. I love this idea of Baroque and the greatest film scores of all time, or even avant-garde meets classical, which I know you'll sometimes put that together. Why do you like mixing genres and eras maybe in a single recital like that? What about that do you like?
Well, this one is about one era, mostly about the Baroque era. I found it very interesting to find this, a lot of parallels in movies of the greatest directors.
Yeah.
The more greater than the movie director is, then the better he works with the music.
Absolutely true. And in this case, Baroque favorites, but pieces that have appeared in films like The Talented Mr. Ripley, Breaking the Waves, which is Lars von Trier going way back, The Godfather, The Maid. And so it's a great list. You must have had some fun kind of putting it together and making those decisions.
Yeah, that was first we needed to find out what the greater directors really is. Then I was having hard work doing this selection of music that can be played nicely, that can sound nicely on the piano, because mostly in the movies, it sounds in orchestras and choirs and organ and flute. So there's a lot of many instruments, and I have to combine it, all of the sounds in my piano. It's a challenge to make a sound of organ, then they make a sound of trumpet, and then they make a sound of orchestra finally. But I like playing with the sounds. I like find the best possible way of giving the sound a new life. For example, the first part is about only Bach music. And Bach was definitely one of the greatest composers of all times. And movie directors definitely know it.
Yeah.
And that's why they use it a lot. The idea of the first part is that mostly in every movie that has been used in the first part of the recital, this music sounds when evil is coming. And at the same time, the picture is very bright and joyful. And like, for example, in this part of in The Godfather, at the same time, there is a Christian baptizing of the little child in church.
Famous scene, yeah.
Famous scene, yeah. And that's what I'm playing, actually, from that scene. At the same time, they kill the people. So it's just a posing of good and bad and evil and something that can be considered as the most pure and innocent thing, like so baptizing the child.
I love your process here because you have to do all the research and figure out which directors. Then you have to look at the pieces. Yeah. You have to figure out the arrangements that are going to work right. for you. And then you also look at the drama and you look at the comedy and you look at those cues in those films where you are basically looking at how the music interacted with what the visual was, which
yes,
was fantastic.
But I'm not only illustrating that's what it's been like in the movies, but I'm constructing my own movie.
Right.
And I make my own statements in that program.
So in that program, I mean, people will know what you're going to be playing. I mean, how do you communicate at all with the
yes,
audience?
Yes, yeah. I do a lot communicate with the audience. I always talk about, for this program, definitely, you know, it's not just Beethoven and Mozart sonatas. I like to communicate in the beginning of the first part, in the beginning of the second part. You know.
I love that you've done that you are going to be something of a guide for the audience
yeah.
too. You can let us know,
yeah.
think about the film, think about the visual, think about that moment in the film, and then let's hear the pieces and experience that together.
And you know, a lot of my listeners after that program, they came home after the concert and they started to watch these films
right.
Because some of them they've seen, some of them they haven't. It's a good combination when you know the music and you've been moved and driven by this music to see the film and to maybe open something new for yourself.
Yeah. You love movies.
Well, my father was a famous screenplay writer.
Right.
And I've been connected to movie world since I was a little girl. And I was also an actress, a small actress in some kind of films. And right now I'm in the process of discussing with the one of the director who wants to stage my book.
Fascinating. We're going to talk about that. Yeah. By the way, we should mention this is very exciting because this recital, this particular performance, you start this North American tour. It's New York after this, Chicago, Boston, Toronto, San Francisco. So
yes.
Very nice.
Well, I'm excited. You know, it's my first great recital tour.
Right.
I've been touring with my theater plays and with my partner in chamber music, Maxim Vingorov, and I've been doing an orchestra tour as a soloist with orchestra. But this is the first recital, so I'm very, very excited.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, Polina Osatinskaya is with us and in performance, in recital with Baroque favorites from the greatest movies of all time. This Saturday evening, 8 p.m., Kerner Hall, showoneproductions.ca or rcmusic.ca for info and tickets. So I'll ask you about what you just talked about, that your autobiography might be in line to get the film treatment. I mean, why did you write that? Farewell Sadness. What did you want to explain to people about your life and your young life as a musician?
Well, I have to say a very short story. Well, I was considered back then in the USSR in the end of 80s, I was considered by press and most of the public as a child prodigy.
Right.
And we had four child prodigies at that time in Russia. It was young Maxim Vengerov,
right.
young Vadim Repin, Evgeny Kisin, and me.
So those are the names.
Yeah, so I was the
and
only...
And we say those names all the time. Yeah.
And I was the only girl. And we all been connected to each other. I mean, we've been friends then, and we continue to connect now, being... an old child prodigy is now.
Right.
And the guys left Russia, and I was the only one who stayed. I ran away from my father when I was almost 13 years old. He's been teaching me, and he's been promoting me as a child prodigy. I ran away from home. It was like a movie-like story in a way. In this book, I'm saying about what was it like to be a child prodigy? How many concerts have I played? How did I achieve all this? And what was the relationship with my father, which was very probably Leopold, Mozart, and Mozart itself.
Yeah, complicated.
Complicated story.
Yeah.
And probably as the Paganini father also. You know, there is a lot of crazy parents who want their child to be some kind of genius they couldn't, that the parents couldn't achieve in their life. So they want...
It's one of the great questions, right? I mean, you are where you are because of some of that pressure. But at the same time, it was damaging
yeah.
to a great part of your life. And so
right.
you've got to live, you know, living on both sides of that story.
Yeah, so I wrote this book. I wanted to make it clear what the story was like, because the people were saying a lot of things about me and my father, and they, you know, they guessing what it's been like. So I wanted to tell the truth. So,
you wanted to set the record straight.
Yeah, it was also like a way of talking to those parents who still wants to their children to be a greatest stars. It doesn't matter where. It can be in sports. It can be in music. So I wanted like warn all the parents, because you really, your children can achieve what you want, but you can lose your children as your children. All the parents should know what can happen if you deal with your children like this.
And so Russia is home. You've been banned from playing at some venues in your country because of your stance on human rights and the war. Why do you continue to speak out? It must be difficult. I mean, you've had this heroic life in a lot of ways. You've written about your life and how difficult it's been and some of the triumphs, but you're in a difficult position right now.
Yeah, I'm in a difficult position, but I have to say that, you know, I love my country, which gave me a lot. And I separate the terms of country and the government, because you can hate the government and love the country and love the people who are still doing good job there.
Of course, yeah.
All the good Russians, so-called good Russians after the war, a new term, and who left the country, and now they talk openly and publicly, but being, you know, a different position than me, than all who stayed in the country and still talk openly about their opinion. This is much more different and dangerous position. But on my opinion, it's much more honest. Because you risk with something, and when you talk openly with something. But at the same time, I still want people to think of me not as a vocal critic of the war, but first place as a musician.
Right.
Well, it's good probably that I can talk openly here as I do in my homeland. But still, I'm talking mostly with my sounds. Believe me or not, it's much more powerful, sane, of something.
I agree. Well said. We're looking forward to this concert on Saturday evening. Polina Osetinskaya performing in recital with Baroque favorites from the greatest movies of all time. Saturday at 8, Kerner Hall. You're going to love this performance space. It's a nice place for you. Show1productions.ca or rcmusic.ca for info and tickets. Polina, so great to speak with you. Thank you for sharing moments from your life and your career and your music.
Thank you very much, Margaret, and I hope to see all of you guys at my concert, at my Dubit recital here at the Toronto. Let's see each other, because we never know what would be next time.
Absolutely. Let's listen. Here's Polina in performance.